Today, Democrats have been expressing their presidential preferences at caucuses in Michigan and Washington state. Early reports put Massachusetts Senator John Kerry in a strong lead in Washington, where he's trouncing former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. And in Michigan, the caucus sites in Detroit were kept open an extra 2 hours. NPR's David Shaper is in Livonia, Michigan. And David, what happened today?
Well, Steve, there are problems in a lot of the caucus locations, at least a dozen or so, had problems involving the change of voting location at the last couple of days, even some of them, I guess, at the last minute. So voters came up to vote at the location that they thought that they should go to, and just kind of were greeted by a sign on the door that told them to go someplace else. So because of that, all of Detroit's caucus locations were held open until 6 o'clock tonight to give folks who may have been either discouraged from voting or needed more time to get that time to be able to place their votes.
Now, we've been hearing about a big turnout at the caucuses in Washington state. What kind of a turnout are you hearing about in Michigan?
Well, it seems the turnout is better than expected here as well, that a lot of people came out to cast their preferences and to have a say in this presidential nominating process. One of the reasons the state of Michigan and the Democratic Party here wanted to move up the date by a month was to give this state, this large industrial state, a bigger say in the nominating process. However, the candidates were the ones who were largely absent from the state of Michigan over the last few days.
Now that all the caucus sites are closed, I gather that a lot of the action is expected to be at John Kerry's headquarters tonight.
That's right. And John Kerry will have a party here, although he won't be here. It'll be hosted by Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, the two U.S. senators from Michigan who are both Democrats, and a host of other local and state elected officials who have endorsed John Kerry, most of them just coming into his camp over the last week or so. And it seems that John Kerry has been kind of riding this huge wave that he got over the last couple of weeks with the momentum out of Iowa, New Hampshire, and the five states that he won on Tuesday's primaries and caucuses, pulling ahead into a large lead in most of the voter opinion polls here, leading by 40 points going into today's caucusing in some of those polls.
And so not too much chance is seen here for Howard Dean to turn things around in Michigan.
Well, he was hoping to turn things around in Michigan, and in fact has probably campaigned in Michigan more than any other candidate. But Howard Dean actually pulled his upstakes early this week to focus on Wisconsin, just needing to spend that attention on a state that he really, really thinks he can win. That's not to say he doesn't expect to do well. In fact, many Dean supporters are really looking forward to a very strong second-place finish. And with 128 pledged delegates in the state of Michigan, more than any other state up until this point and until early March, that could give him a significant boost in the overall campaign.
David, was there an issue or an event that caused Dean to lose his chances, his apparent chances anyway, because the votes haven't been counted, his chances of finishing in first in Michigan?
It really appears to have been more of this steamroller effect of John Kerry. More and more this week after Tuesday, John Kerry started picking up the endorsements of elected officials here. He started picking up union endorsements that Howard Dean was really hoping to garner in the state of Michigan, a very strong union state. And I think the straw that might have been broke the camel's back was Friday when Dick Gephardt came on board and bringing with him quite a bit of union support in the state of Michigan.
Okay, that's NPR's David Shaper, who's reporting from Livonia, Michigan, on today's Michigan voting as well as in Washington state. We have Kerry in the lead in Washington state. Kerry expected to win Michigan, though few results in. Thanks very much, David.
Anytime.